This is Michigan Watch from Michigan Radio. I'm Lester Graham. Five proposed amendments to the state constitution and one other referendum will appear on the ballot on Election Day. Political commercials are on your TV making arguments for and against many of those proposals. We teamed up with the Center for Michigan's Truth Squad to look at ads for and against Proposal 3. Proposal 3 would amend the state constitution to establish a new standard for renewable energy use. Renewable energy is electricity generated from sources such as wind, solar, biomass, and hydropower. The current standard in Michigan law requires 10% renewable energy by 2015. This proposal would increase that to 25% renewable energy by 2025. Proposal 3 is often called 25 by 25. The proposal would also limit electric utility rate increases to 1% per year. John Bebo is with the Center for Michigan's Truth Squad. His team has been reviewing the ads.
This campaign on the airwaves is all about hope and fear. And what we find in the ad claims here is a little too much hope and a little too much fear.
The first ad we'll look at is from Michigan Energy Michigan Jobs, which calls for a yes vote on Proposal 3.
They have an ad out right now that accurately talks about how much we spend importing coal from other states and that 60% of our electricity comes from imported coal. Those claims are accurate, it turns out. But where we ran into a problem with the pro side on this is the issue of hope and the issue of jobs.
Proposal 3 will create 94,000 jobs that can't be outsourced.
There's one word missing there. The study actually says job years, not jobs. So think of it this way. Governor Granholm had two terms, 8 years, one job, but she had 8 job years. That's the problem here.
On the other side, energy companies and others have created a vote no on Proposal 3 group called Clean, Affordable, Renewable Energy for Michigan Coalition, or sometimes just called Care for Michigan. Bebo's Truth Squad team found the coalition says it will cost up to $12 billion to meet the standard.
Saying that it will be very costly, that it's unnecessary, that we're moving as much as market forces allow toward a renewable energy standard. We found a lot of factual information in some of their claims, but we also saw that just like the pro side overhyped the hope a little bit, we think the anti side overhyped the fear just a little bit.
It works out to thousands of dollars in higher electric bills for Michigan families and small businesses.
The ad provides no material to back up that claim, that pocketbook claim. That campaign has not yet outlined exactly how they do the arithmetic that leads you to believe that you and I and everybody else will be paying thousands of dollars more in electrical bills if this standard passes.
The Truth Squad gave technical fouls to each side for their ads. The reviews found both had made statements that needed to be explained more fully. With Michigan Watch, I'm Lester Graham, Michigan Radio News.